Your Complete Healthcare Center presents Conversations with MIT Medical, Care for the Community with Melanie Cole.
The MIT Pharmacy serves the entire Institute community on campus, and here to tell us more is my guest today, Georgine Bloomfield. She's the Chief Pharmacist at MIT Medical. Welcome to the show, Georgine. So tell the listeners about the MIT Pharmacy. Where's it located and who can use it?
So we are located in Kendall Square area at the other side of campus, and we are able to service the MIT folks, the staff, faculty, and students here on campus.
So what kind of prescriptions can people get filled at the MIT Pharmacy?
We have a formulary here of very regularly used medications in the outside community. It would be very commonly used. And if we don't have a particular prescription medication, we are usually able to get it through one source or another if the patients have our health plan. Some of our patients elect to have the traditional MIT health plan. And they also have the option of having an outside prescription plan as well as an employee. The students are also have the option of getting a drug coverage prescription plan as well, and we often service them.
Are there any restrictions on prescriptions that they can fill at the MIT Pharmacy?
As I said, we do have a formulary which limits not so much the selection, but sometimes various brands. And if there is a option to get an outside formulary prescription, we try to make that available to our health plan members.
And how about the cost for prescriptions? How is that determined?
If they elect for a drug coverage on their insurance, they pay a copay, which is similar to other insurance plans throughout the country, and there are tiered copay depending on whether it's a generic or a brand name product.
Georgine, depending on the plan that the student is on, what if they need to fill a prescription when they're away from campus or when the pharmacy is closed?
If they opt for the extended coverage for drug coverage through MIT's plans, they also have the option of a third-party plan that covers their medication called Express Scripts. So they will be able to use that at most pharmacies and still get a copay.
So can they be reimbursed if they fill a prescription at a pharmacy that doesn't participate in Express Scripts?
Most of them do.
Can they get their prescriptions filled by mail?
Yes. They can use the Express Script option for that. Or we also send prescriptions out UPS through our pharmacy as well.
So, Georgine, what about over-the-counter medications and supplies? What kind are available at the pharmacy, and are the prices competitive with other pharmacies in the area?
We have very good prices on over-the-counter products. Often in checking myself and people commenting, they say our prices are very good. We carry a variety of products that most of our patients need for cough and cold, skin care, vitamins, eye products, et cetera, things that you may need on a daily basis. And we also have them at a very good price, so they're available for them. Also, our providers have certain, perhaps a dermatologist will have a skincare product they like over the counter, so we try to accommodate that for them as well.
And if somebody needs an ID for pickup of their prescription, what forms of identification would you ask them to bring?
A government ID. In other words, a passport or a license or a motor vehicle ID is required by the state to pick up controlled substances.
So let's talk a little bit about medications, Georgine. Are generic, people have questions about generic versus brand name for both over-the-counter and prescription medications. Please explain for us a little bit about the difference, and is there a difference in really the way that they work and their efficacy?
For prescription products, the government regulates that in order to have an interchangeable product, which is what they call it. The generic has to be interchangeable. It has to be what's called AB rated. The government looks at that, the efficacy, and so they determine that it is equivalent to the brand name product. And it is encouraged that people use generic products whenever possible because there is a great deal of savings there. For over-the-counter products, it's not as regulated as it is for the prescription products. But in most cases, there is not a huge difference between the generic and the brand name on over-the-counter products.
So tell us about some of the special services available at the MIT Pharmacy.
Our pharmacy provides patient counseling. We also do medication management services, so you can make an appointment or have it at the point of sale, a counseling session with one of our pharmacists going over your medications. And we try to have the person engaged in all of their medication taking, so even it includes over-the-counter things that they may take, so that they can avoid any drug interactions or to make sure that they're taking them correctly and to give them a good schedule so they'll have a reminder to take them appropriately each day. We also do some instruction on blood pressure cuffs and glucometers if they need to purchase or rent the blood pressure cuff. We have that as an option as well.
So wrap it up for us. Give us your sort of best information about the MIT Pharmacy and what students and the community can expect from the pharmacy, and what do you like about working at MIT Medical?
What I like about MIT Medical is their mission, and it's all about patient care and the patient experience. For me personally, MIT has allowed me and my colleagues to practice the kind of pharmacy that is important to our profession. Here, I'm able to use my knowledge to provide the best clinical information because of the support we receive here. I'm able to share my knowledge and empower the patients to be involved with their own care and to use their medications correctly. I feel MIT has allowed us to do that with the good staff that we have and the time that we're able to spend with our customers.
Thank you so much for such great information. Thank you for being with us today. You're listening to Conversations with MIT Medical, and for more information, you can go to medical.mit.edu. That's medical.mit.edu. This is Melanie Call. Thanks so much for listening.